Can just a few seconds in your life, the variation of a few seconds, make the difference between life and death somewhere along the line? Sure. One day I was coming down here to going to Argyle, and as I pulled up to the railroad track, for some reason the lights were blinking, but the arms didn't come down. I mean, that's equipment, right? It can fail. Well, I mean, I saw the lights blinking. Of course, the light out there is red too. So I pulled up there and I stopped and I thought, hey, that's the blinking lights on the train track, but the deal's not down. So I stopped. And as I stopped there, I looked, and of course, I looked down the road and there come a train. So I thought, oh, wow, I wonder why the arms didn't come down. But there is a guy coming along 377. He turns right. And of course, there's nobody in his lane. He turns right and he doesn't see the lights blinking, so his arm's not there. And he just keeps right on coming. And as he's coming across, I see this train. I mean, it's right here. I'm saying, Lord, please help that man. He's got to have help. I said, Lord, please help him. Now, is that a good time to pray? Now then, if you're praising the king and worshiping him, so the king shoved him across the track, just barely cleared. As the guy's going across, he looks up and all he can see is engine. Now, will that have a tendency to make you? Yes, it'll have a tendency to do that. The guy praised God, I'm sure, because of my prayer. He slammed on the brakes, but he didn't hit them until he was clear of the tracks. And then it locked it down, and his car stopped dead still, and the train missed the back of his car about this far. 30, 40 mile an hour, tons of steel. I looked over, and he looked at me, and he was as white as a sheet. I said, sir, you just barely made it. He couldn't even talk. Now then, I don't know what he was doing, but I was praising the king for saving his life, I'll tell you for sure. I believe with all my heart that God put me in that place at exactly that right second to pray for that man so he didn't get killed. Now, what if he hadn't have done something else to me in a matter of seconds? If I hadn't have been exactly where I was supposed to be, I could have been across the track and gone. And that man could have pulled across there and got killed. But see, God knew what he was doing. He put me exactly right there. He left me in total control in the name of Jesus to pray a prayer of faith for that man. And I believe with all my heart, my prayer saved that man's life. See, that's why God put you and me as his children on the earth, to pray and to praise him and to thank him. Now then, as he clearly says, in everything, give thanks. I mean, he couldn't be any clearer, could he? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we need to get this in our spirits. What we're supposed to do is give thanks for everything. It doesn't make it any good. Just like this week, as some of you know, we were scheduled to have a 3-day meeting in Hobbs, New Mexico. Well, Dave and me both thought Wednesday would have been a great day to fly out to Hobbs, but we'd have to spend that one extra night in a hotel. So we thought, okay, Lord, we've asked you to give us a great day going tomorrow, so we know we're going to have a great day. So we praised him and thanked him. We woke up the next morning, and I went and looked at the computer, and the weather looked everything but good between here and Hobbs. It was awful. I mean, it was the biggest giant set of thunderstorms you can imagine, from San Antonio all the way past Oklahoma City. And when I called the briefer, I said, how intensive are these thunderstorms? He said, they're 41,000 feet high with 2-inch hail in them. And I said, well, I guess then I better not go from here to Hobbs today. He said, the commercial airliners are not even flying that route today. He said, they're canceled. So I thought, if the big boys are canceled, then you can be assured me and my little guys, we're going to stay at home. So I called and canceled the meeting. And I thought, well, we'll go tomorrow. No problem, because this is supposed to pass today. Well, those humongous thunderstorms, as you know, was here all day Thursday. Well, Friday morning, most of the thunderstorms were gone. But the clouds were still there, and the temperatures were right, and the moisture was still falling, and the temperature on the ground was not freezing. It was about 40. So I said, okay, no problem. We'll fly at 6,000 feet, and we won't have any problem. So I called a briefer, and I said, how's the weather now between here and Hobbs? He said, it's not good. He said, what altitude do you want to fly? I said, 6,000. He said, there's moderate ice at 6,000. I said, moderate ice? He said, yes. I said, well, how about lower? He said, the moderate ice is all the way to the ground, up to 21,000. I said, well, okay, I'd have to get above 21,000. So you know how much ice you can take on between here and 21,000? A whole lot. You can take on a whole lot. So I thought, okay. I thought, well, we'll just cancel the meeting completely. And so we called them and canceled it, rescheduled it 3 weeks from now in February. And so I'm praising the King. I'm saying, Lord, I don't know why you don't want us out there right now, but you know what you're doing. You're in control of these thunderstorms. You're in control of this ice. So for some reason, you don't want us to go. So Lord, I'm just going to praise you and thank you and worship you. I'm not going to grumble and complain. I'm just going to call the people and say, hey, when can you reschedule? And they said in February, whatever, 22nd through the 24th of February. I said, that'll be great. So we just reschedule it and we'll go then. So you praise him and thank him and worship him. And then, you know, you'll find out when you get there what God had planned for you on those days. And it's awesome to get to go. That's just like the night that I was going to Manny, Louisiana. And I was, of course, driving back in those days. And that's a long drive from here to Manny, Louisiana. I forget how many hours, but it's a bunch. Well, I got tied up in ministry here until I was an hour past when I should have left, but I had to get done what I got done. Then I jumped in the car and I drove right at the upper limit of the speed limit. I mean, if it said 70, I had it on 70 or 71. I mean, I was maximum all the way. And I got there and I was still 45 minutes late when I got there. And I called the guy when I pulled off the interstate over there, and I said, you know, I'm still a half hour or 40 minutes from you. He said, no problem, brother. He said, we're just singing and praising God. He said, just come on. Well, I went on over there, and I got there, and I preached 2 hours. They'd already been singing and praising for an hour. So I had been there for almost 2 hours preaching the Word of God, and then whenever it was over, I said, now then, anybody that needs to come up to be healed. And the little woman jumped up back there in the back. Probably about 70, 75 people total in the meeting. And a little woman jumped up back there and come running down the aisle. And she said, I heard my sin tonight. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, I have Parkinson's and lupus. And I reached up and touched her in the name of Jesus. And God instantly healed that woman of Parkinson's and lupus. I mean, instantly. And then I looked over here, and here's a man sitting over here on the front row with steel braces from his hip to his feet. And I run over and I said, sir, I knelt down in front of him. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, 21 months ago, a big tree fell across the tractor that I was driving and crushed my legs. And they took them an hour and a half to cut me out from under it. And I spent 30 days in ICU. They'd done all kinds of surgery on my knees and legs and put pins and bolts and screws and everything else in me. But the doctor says, I'll never walk again. And for 21 months, I have not been able to take a step. I said, but Jesus said in John 14, 13, and 14, anything I ask the Father in the name of Jesus, He will do for me. I said, do you believe that? He said, sir, I'm a Southern Baptist. If it's written in that book, I believe it. Now, that's a pretty good place to start. If it's written in the book, I believe it, right? So I just reached up and laid my hands on his knees. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, give this man 2 new knees and 2 new legs. I thank you. It's done. That's how short the prayer was. I said, do you believe that? He said, I do. I said, take that steel off and stand up and walk. And Johnny Brumfield took the steel off and stood up and started running all over that church. Now, see, God had a time for every one of those things to be done. All the way down there, I was praising Him and thanking Him for sending me at exactly the right time. I was not grumbling and complaining, oh God, I'm going to miss everything tonight. I'm going to be late. They probably ain't going to have the meeting. You know, I mean, they're probably going to cancel this thing because I'm going to be late. No, I was praising him. Lord, I don't know what you're going to do, but I know you're going to do something great tonight. And because I worshiped him and praised him, I got to see him do. In fact, I didn't only get to see him do two miracles that night. The one after that one. You know, have you heard this old story about die to yourself and let Jesus live through you? I think that's the only time I ever really let that totally, completely happen. After I prayed for Johnny, I don't remember anything that happened that night. Isn't that amazing? But years later, that woman that got healed of Parkinson's lupus, as I had went down to Manny to pick her up in an airplane to fly her to GLC to give her testimony, she said, Thurman, what about the man in the wheelchair after you prayed for Johnny Brumfield? I said, what man in the wheelchair? She said, you don't remember that? I said, I remember praying for you. I remember praying for Johnny. But after that, I don't remember anything happened. She said there was a little woman brought her husband in a wheelchair. He was laid out. He couldn't even set up in the wheelchair. His legs were stretched out. After you prayed for Johnny, you just jumped up and ran over and put your hands right in his stomach and said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And so the guy jumped out of the wheelchair and ran out the back door of the church. Then he come running back in. I said, I don't even remember that. You say, how in the world could you not remember something like that? I don't know. All I can say is I have obviously died to self completely, right? And I let Jesus live through me that night. I wished I could do that every day of my life. Don't you? Yes. Don't you wish we could obey the King? Well, maybe if we obeyed what he said more often, maybe he would do these kind of things through us more often. I mean, give thanks in all things instead of grumbling and complaining. You know how difficult it is, especially when you go out to get in your car and you just got just enough time to get to church and it's icing out there and snow and you drive out and you got a flat tire and you're going to say, praise God, thank you, Lord, that I got a flat tire. Now, every one of you is going to grumble and complain. Mark my word. Unless you get the scripture deep in your heart, it's going to take something else to come out and say, Lord, I thank you that I got a flat tire today. Now then, Lord, I'm going to change this thing in the name of Jesus.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Glory to God, I Get to Change a Flat Tire, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.